The orange and white high-heeled shoes. Today I'm thinking about those shoes. White with a tangerine stripe across the toe and forceful orange heels that fit both my mother and me. We used to shop like that, trying them on side by side. That was when there still was a man who would cradle your heel in his palm and guide your foot. Sometimes he would think he made a sale, only to have one of us turn to the other, and he would have to kneel again, hoping to ease another naked soul into the bed of suede or leather. I thought those shoes were just the peak of chic, and, my God, you bought me a pair of orange cotton gloves to complete the ensemble. Why is there such keen pleasure in remembering? You are dead 10 years, and these showy slippers, we wore them more than half a century ago. The first boy had not yet misted my breasts with his breath, and you were strong as a muscled goddess, gliding nylons over your calves, lifting your amplitude into a breastplate. Who will remember these pumpkin-colored pumps when I die too? Who will remember how we slid into them like girls diving into a cedar-tinged lake, like bees entering the trumpet of a flower, like birds disappearing into the green, green leaves of summer?